Eagles are back from the bye, and we're getting you set for the Lions game. This is the Ron Jaworski Show, live from Riley's Pub at Valley Brook Country Club on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe DeCamera, big crowd here at Riley's Pub, the Valley Brook Country Club. Welcome, everyone, to the Ron Jaworski Show, presented by Burns Honda. Visit them today at burnshonda.com. My good buddy Jim McCormick will take great care of you. We are also brought to you by Xfinity. Xfinity One will change the way you experience TV. Track live scores right in your TV and easily switch between games to sports app. And, of course, sponsored every week throughout the year by my good buddy Nick Jaffray over at Bradford White Water Heaters. American-made, American-owned, and built to be the best. And you can reach me, Ron Jaworski, along with Joe DeCamera, and we'll be joined shortly by New York Jets, New England tight end Freddie Baxter. If you want to reach us, 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Got a bunch of Soul fans here tonight. We got the Arena Football League trophy here people are taking pictures with. We've got Eagle fans here. We got Sixer fans here. We got the Soul cheerleader. We got everything going on here, Joe. Nothing but a good pitch. Isn't it great to win?
It's good. It's real good. And you're back from China, which was a long trip for you the last week. Well, welcome back,
Joe,
to the homelands.
I'm going to tell you something. It was incredible. It was absolutely incredible spending 6 days in Beijing.
Wow, 6 days.
The first professional football games ever in the country of China over the weekend. Sold out arenas. They love American football. There's only 1.4 billion people there, Joe. I mean, and they love football. They love Western, our lifestyle. It was so cool. The only negative is a 14-hour flight.
Yeah.
Both ways. Yeah, but you get me charged up.
Well, no, listen, hey, congrats. Now, look, I know, obviously you and I talked about it for years. It's been a labor of love for you. And, you know, an effort to try to create something here. And you have. So congratulations. I mean, to take another sport, and not just you. I mean, you and some of your business partners. But
Marty Judge has really spearheaded this. Yeah. It's amazing because literally.
But it's an accomplishment.
It's been 4 years and 2 months since Marty went over there and met with the Secretary General of China and got the okay from the government to bring football to China. Everything goes through the government there.
I remember you text me or call me a couple years ago, and you're like, Joe, I just had a meeting with the second highest ranking person in all of China. You're like, I'm just some kid from,
I'm the Polish guy from Buffalo. I'm in Tiananmen Square, you know, and I'm like, hey, making a deal to bring football to China.
That's
but it was absolutely incredible, and they love football over there. I mean, it's much like America. You know, they love their sports.
Yeah.
They love to compete. And, you know, here we it's mostly about our professional teams. You know, my partner here, Jason Jones, just gave me this. He said, you know, the last time a professional football team in Philadelphia lost a game was June 17th.
Wow.
I mean, that was our last loss. Yeah. We made the run to win the Arena Bowl. The Eagles did not lose a preseason game. They're sitting here 3-0 and looking really good, Joe. I might throw that in, by the way. Yeah. I went through their tape again when I got into my office, NFL Films this morning, looked at Detroit. We'll talk a little bit about the Lions and Eagles game coming up. But it's been a long time since a pro football team in Philadelphia has lost.
No, it's been fun. And look, we got a lot to get to tonight, and obviously we'll talk tons of Eagles. But before we get too deep, of course, the bye week blowout's been going on all last week into this week here on the Fanatic. And so let's get to it right now. Another opportunity for a caller on the bye week blowout.
Bye week blowout. Call now.
All right, so we'll take the 11th caller on the contest line for the bye week
blowout.
That was
really good. I like that.
Well, you know, it kind of loses its luster when the grand prize never ever makes it to this show, but that's another matter for another day.
Well, you know what? What is the grand prize?
Prize is a trip to Florida, unless you want to put up a duo to Florida.
You know, Joe, I have friends.
On their dime. But we will take the 11th caller right now on the contest line, 215-263-0975. 11th caller on the contest line. And Devon actually has the info back in the station. Devon, what will the 11th caller on the contest line win tonight?
Well, guys, the 11th caller on the contest line will win a pair of tickets to see the 76ers take on the Orlando Magic on Tuesday, November 1st. For tickets, go to Sixers.com. and a $200 gift certificate to restaurant.com. Find dining deals on the go with restaurant.com. A foursome of golf at one of six Jaws' Ron Jaworski golf courses. Check out the courses at ronjaworskigolf.com. Plus, a pair of tickets to see Sum 41 with special guest Census Fail. See them live at the Fillmore, Philadelphia on October 12th. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlet locations. More info at thefillmorephilly.com.
All right, very good. Devon, thank you.
Not exactly a trip to Florida, but some great prizes great stuff there.
Yes. Yeah. And speaking of great stuff, Jaws, it's interesting because the bye week last week, which of course will be the first of three bye weeks the Eagles will have this year, and so they're on a roll to start the season,
playing good football.
Well, hold on, you just missed the line. The first of three bye weeks. Would you follow along here?
I wasn't paying attention.
Well, pay attention.
You mean the bye week before the Super Bowl?
Well, that's one. And then the bye when you are a top two seed in the conference, you get the bye into the divisional round. You win two games, then you get another bye.
Joe, I still have jet lag. Right? give me some love on that one.
All right, I'm playing around.
That was good though.
That went right on by. But yeah, Joss, how great is this? I mean, listen, you and I haven't touch base since I don't think we were together at NFL Films
last Tuesday.
But we didn't do the show last Wednesday, right?
Not.
Crowd, by the way, I give you credit. The crowd comes out for you.
These are my peers, man. Come on. And plus, we had a beautiful golf day too. So they're coming off the golf
Is it ladies' night?
Why do you always ask us?
I'm just wondering.
I bring the cheerleaders here for you.
Well,
you
know, I appreciate that.
I bring all these lovely ladies here.
Yeah, but the cheerleaders know me. Yeah. That's why they're not with me. I need the type that don't know me.
Oh. We're getting off on a tangent.
We are.
Here.
But, Joss, for the first time, you and I are doing the show since the Eagles walloped the Pittsburgh Steelers. Wasn't that amazing?
It really was amazing. And looking at that tape, sometimes, you just watch the game on TV and you say, wow, just one of those days. And then I always like to look at the tape to validate what I saw on TV because,
right.
TV does lie. And I like to look at the All-22 where you see everything going on. And I was very impressed.
Yes.
I was very, very impressed. It's an undefeated football team. Now, I'm going to say this. We're talking about Carson Wentz every single day. And I feel bad. Not for Carson Wentz. I feel bad for this Eagles defense because they are playing terrific football. Have not given up a touchdown. A touchdown pass. And you think the last year, Joe,
was
number one or 32nd ranked in the league giving up touchdown passes.
And the last couple
years. It's been brutal.
Yeah, it was.
So now here's what I want to tell you, because when we look at the tape, the eye in the sky does not lie. And when you look at what Jim Schwartz has done from a conceptual standpoint with this defense. Now, these Eagles corners still may not be, the shutdown kind of guys that you want to have on your team. But schematically, Jim Schwartz has done a great job. We have charted it this week. I have my staff over at NFL Films break down every play that defense spent on the field, what coverage they're in, man, zone, type of zone, pressure packages. Broke everyone down, almost like right now what the opponent, the Detroit Lions, would be doing. 47% of the time, the Eagles played a split safety look. In other words, they're splitting those safeties, giving help to the corners. Giving the corners help. Last year, we were like banging our head on the table here. Please give these guys some help. Right. We watched Eric Rowe try to cover Calvin
and
Johnson.
And Bradley Fletcher in 2014, right?
Yeah.
Bradley Fletcher versus Dez.
Give them some help. Yep. And we kept saying, please, Billy, give them some help. So lo and behold, I'm looking at the tape now. My guys are breaking it down. We're studying 47% of the time giving those corners help. That's what you like to see, a coach that understands his strengths and weaknesses, uses the talent of the players he has. The Eagles have blitzed 11% of the time through three games. I mean, that is the lowest in the National Football League. You know why? The D-line's playing great.
Yeah.
They're not having to compromise coverage to get pressure. We're playing with the lead.
Yeah.
You don't have to be overly aggressive. So, this 3-0 start is not a fluke. I thought they'd be 2-1. But Sam Bradford, or the way the thing played out, they're 3-0 and put a whooping on Pittsburgh, which no one does. No one beats Pittsburgh like that. And obviously we saw the Steelers Sunday night just put a whooping on Kansas City. So, you know, I'm beginning to believe this is a pretty good football team.
And it feel good. I mean, coming out of where the situation was the last couple of years, and how this is very unexpected. And the Carson Wentz thing is obviously remarkably unexpected, certainly this soon. It just feels good, Joss.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And you know, you never expect a rookie quarterback to come in and play the way he has played. You know, not turn the football over, be an interception, very judicious where he's throwing the football, reading coverage well. You know, Doug Peterson, Frank Reich, John DeFilippo, the coaches of Carson Wentz have done a phenomenal job. And you know, whenever we start talking about success of a player, I always go to the coaching staff because I think it's incumbent upon the coaching staff to set players up for success, not to ask them to do things they can't do. And this coaching staff has done a phenomenal job of putting Carson Wentz in a position to succeed. And, you know, one of the things I always talk about, Joe, is passing on first down. And that's where Carson Wentz has been terrific. Base defense, base coverage, first down, 23 of 36. Two touchdowns, no interceptions. Put him in a position to succeed. Don't put him in third and 10 where you get all those, you know, hybrid type looks and blitzes and things like that. So coaching staff has done a really good job.
Yeah, they have. Let me ask you this, Joss, because obviously, you know, through three games, we're all so impressed with Wentz. In the first two games, he obviously, you know, the one flaw that stood out was he was taking too many unnecessary hits that he could have avoided either by throwing the ball away or getting out of bounds. He improved on that big time week three. Other than that factor in the first two games, and I'm pretty sure I know the answer here, but let me just ask you to find out. Do you see any weakness in his game?
No, I don't. I see every throw calibrated properly. The decision-making is extraordinary for a guy that has as little NFL experience. And by the way, on the hits, have you seen Cam Newton this season?
I know.
He is getting smashed.
I know.
He's getting crushed. And some of those are self-inflicted, by the way. His concussion was really him relaxing at the goal line. He thought he was just going to cruise in, and defenses don't let you cruise in. So as much as we may want to say, hey, Carson Wentz, protect yourself and get down, here you got the league MVP getting beat up right now. So
some of that's also the design of their offense, though.
Well, of course.
I mean, they're utilizing his strength, which is great, but will also hurt the longevity of his career.
Well, we talked about it after week one, and I remember the numbers because I broke down that Carolina tape against Denver, and he had 13 running opportunities by design. Now, I'm not talking about dropping back, trying to throw the football down the field. I'm talking about power, quarterback power, you know, zone reads where you have the option to keep the football. When you start putting your quarterback in harm's way 13 times, I don't care how big, strong, and fast you are, NFL defensive players will bend your face mask and crack your ribs. It's that simple.
Listen, I got to tell you, Joss, this Wentz thing's a game. I mean, you know, we saw Joel Embiid last night. It was very exciting. We won't see Ben Simmons for some time.
By the way, can I interrupt you 1 second? Because you know how much I respect you. You're finally getting your basketball giddy up on right now. And I turned on the game last night.
Were you thinking of me?
I was thinking of you.
I appreciate that.
I was thinking of you, Josh. I saw this Joel Embiid, man. This guy is a beast. I'm thinking this guy would be some tight end in National Football League. But it's just good to see a guy just, you know, inside. You're just taking up space like he does. And you see the movement. It's like, yes
exactly.
This is going to be fun.
Well, exactly.
This is going to be fun.
And Josh, you've talked a lot. And I don't know if I really buy it, to be honest with you. And I'm not ripping you. I'm just, you've talked before about the sense of, I don't know what, camaraderie or spirit or whatever you want to call it, back in the 70s, that the teams, and you were involved in the process of all the teams becoming good, you know, at the same time. And when I say I don't know if I buy it, I mean, what I mean by that is I'm not sure it's as you describe it or if it's more Paul Owens made great moves and, you know, the Flyers made great, you know, they acquired Bernie Parent, they acquired Bobby Clark. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, to me, it's you got to get the right players, you got to have the right coaches, you got to coach them up well, and they got to play well. To me, that's, you know, more what it's obviously about. But you were part of a rebirth of Philadelphia sports, and it led in 1980 to something really special, which is, you know, the only town in the history of American sports to have all four teams in the finals in the same year. Now, you know, that's probably never going to happen again for any team, any town, or any town. But, you know, we're seeing a rebirth in Philly sports, and it's really, and Wentz and Embiid and Simmons and Flyers with some young prospect. Philly's not quite there, but, you know, they're moving in the right direction. It's really exciting.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you, Joe. And teams And, you know, I was part of that 80 run of all the teams, and we fed off each other. I mean, we really did. The Eagles go to the Super Bowl. The Flyers go to the Stanley Cup Finals. The Sixers, the NBA Finals. The Phillies win the World Series. You know, as much as I was a player and an active athlete, I was a fan.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, I was a season ticket holder.
And you were friends with those guys.
Yeah, they were neighbors. You know, Doug Collins and I are still, you know, friends to this day. And I was a season ticket holder for the Sixers. You know, at Veterans Stadium, we shared the same locker room with the Phillies. You know, the hockey guys, we'd always meet at Kaminsky's Bar and drink beer on Friday night. You know, I mean, so there was this great camaraderie amongst the teams, and you see those guys, and you know, we're winning. So all of a sudden, they see the Eagles, and all right, we got to go out and win. And it kind of fed off each other, and everyone got excited in this town. So I can see that beginning to be happening again. And you said it, all four teams in the professional sports in this city in '80 in the championship game. Hey, if that happens again. Wow. Yeah. You talk about igniting a city, it'll be incredible.
Well, and Jaws, the one team that has obviously taken the leap, we think, I mean, we don't definitively know, but that we think to this point has taken the biggest leap forward first is the Eagles. And it's Peterson, it's Schwartz, it's the defense. And it's Wentz. And I don't mean to shortchange
but it's
others,
also but early.
It is early. And so in no way is it an 80 comparison. But it looks good. I mean, you know, listen, what they put on the Pittsburgh Steelers, was I forget exactly exactly when it was, but it was the biggest loss Pittsburgh Steelers have had in some X number of years, long time.
I think it was like 1971, if I'm not mistaken.
That's pretty unbelievable.
Watching that telecast. And by the way, you mentioned Doug Peterson. It's about time we give him some credit.
Yeah,
you know, I talked about that defense a minute ago, kind of not getting the respect I feel they deserve. And I think people that, you know, study the game like I do, the Brian Baldingers and guys look at the tape, have been really impressed what they see on tape. Because that's all that matters, Joe. What you put on tape is all that matters. Not what, you know, media says or what media write. It's what you put on tape. That's your performance. So clearly they're playing well. But Doug Peterson, when you look at game management, When I'm watching rookie quarterbacks get in and out of a huddle quickly, you know what Carson is doing is remarkable. The play coming in on time. You're not seeing these stupid penalties like we used to see.
Yep.
You know, 12 men in the field because you got the wrong package in the game. This coaching staff is really in sync right now. The game management, the simple things are being done, as well as the complex things are being done. There's a reason this team is 3-0. It is not luck. They have whipped some butt in these first three games.
Well, you know, it's funny, Jaws, because usually the bye weeks, you know, it's generally a good thing. Teams play, you know, percentage speaking, better after the bye for obvious reasons. You get a week off, get to rest up some players, but I don't ever remember a bye that I wish hadn't happened more than this one. I mean, I don't really kind of, I'm a little like on uneven footing as we sit here on Wednesday looking ahead to Sunday, just because they were so rolling. You know, do you have any concerns on that?
No. In fact, I totally agree with you. You'd rather play.
Right.
Now, normally, as a former player, I say, oh, man, bye week, you know, get my body, get freshened up, get away from this stuff for, you know, for 5 or 6 days.
Did you guys have bye week 80 years ago?
There you go, Joe. You got your shot. You happy now? You happy now? You shred me. But, you know, the Eagles were playing so well. It's like, no, bring it on, man. Bring on Seattle. Bring on New England. Bring on any.
Right.
When you're playing that well, you just want to play. This is one time I'm sure the player said, oh, man, I'm disappointed we got a bye this week. But you know what? They'll be better. They'll be fresher. I told you earlier, Detroit's not a very good football team. They will struggle in their secondary. I think Carson will have another big game. Matthew Stafford certainly, you know, is an explosive quarterback with a big, strong arm. Their receiving core is mediocre. When you're counting on Anquan Boldin, who probably runs about as fast as you right now, to be one of your go-to guys, although Marvin Jones has been very good for them, and Golden Tate has somewhat disappeared, a guy that I really like, but he hasn't done anything this year. If the Eagles front four can dominate the way they've dominated through the first three games, this will be a W.
Well, and it was, you know, to the Pittsburgh game, but relaying it to the Detroit game, the front four defensively certainly done its job all three games, and you know, I think had its best game last game. It was really good to see, and of course we don't know how long it'll last because of the Lane Johnson situation. The Eagles' offensive line versus Pittsburgh clearly played their best game, and because the first 2 weeks they really weren't particularly strong. Eagles were winning anyway, Wentz was making plays. I think the play calling was good. Defense was obviously, you know, in many ways leading the team. But week three was the first time, Charles, as we know, we saw the Eagles' O-line whipped Pittsburgh's D-line.
Yeah, and when's the last time we've been able to say that?
Been a while.
Against the Pittsburgh Steelers, number one, and that the Eagles' offensive line dominated a football game. But quite honestly, I'm not surprised. Now, I'm worried what's going to happen with Lane. You know, he's been playing very good, and eventually this hammer is going to come down, and he's going to be suspended for how long. Hopefully there will be some concession to that, and that 10 will be 8 or 5 or 4 or whatever. I'm not optimistic. A second offense usually, you know, they don't show a whole lot of compassion. But the offensive line as a whole playing very good, and I'll go back to it. To me, it's really simple. I watch a guy like Jason Peters. You sit there with me, and we watch Jason Peters, and you compare Jason Peters to last year, it's not even close. He is so much fresher and better right now, playing 50 snaps a game as opposed to 80 snaps a game, as opposed to running rapid fire at practice every day. Here's a guy at 340 pounds that looks fresh. So this system of ball control, defense get off the field, has really worked for a veteran player, you know, like Jason Peters. And, you know, even Kelce, I mean, he hasn't played great. He played very well against
Pittsburgh. Well, he bounced back. He had a good game against Pittsburgh.
Against Pittsburgh. But, you know, play calling sets him up for success. If you're asking him to block nose tackles week in and week out, and, you know, in a couple weeks you'll see Joseph up there in Minnesota, you know, who's a beast inside. He'll have a tough time in that game because they'll put him right in his nose or in that A-gap and, you know, put a lot of pressure on him. But if you call plays where he can get to the perimeter on the edge of the defense, Kelce's as good as anybody.
Well, and here's another thing, Jaws. A team that plays better than expected almost inevitably has contributions from players that were not expected to contribute, or at least contribute to the extent that they do. In the running game, look, these guys aren't monster players, but they're getting quality snaps from Kenyon Barner and Wendell Smallwood right now. I mean, those guys, and they're different style runners. You know, I mean, Wendell Smallwood's more between the tackles. Barner goes outside. But in combination with Sproles and Ryan Matthews, they're providing, in what was viewed as a weak spot for the Eagles, they're providing, you know, some competency right now. They're playing good.
Yeah, can you say running back by committee?
No, big time.
They certainly shared the carries. They're fresh. And I actually thought the game plan against the Steelers was very good. Even as the game went on, they made the proper adjustments. They ran those quick hitters, those quick traps inside.
And the line was really up on that. And the line dominated that.
Well, the line has to get to the second level. When you're running those kinds of plays and hitting those things up in there for 8, 9, 10 yards, you're getting the second level of defense. So, again, the play calling is helping the offensive line get to that second level. But you're not looking at, you know, a fullback-type running back. You're looking at guys that are quick and fast, and bang, they hit that hole. And so the play calling has certainly helped them, and getting the ball in space to a Sproles. Yes, a broken play, but you're there sitting with Joey, look at the tape and say, look at what they're doing. They're trying to get the ball here. You're getting option routes from a back on the back to the linebacker. They're getting what they want. The play calling is excellent. They're setting their players up for success.
And I think that was the play. Correct me if I'm wrong, but my recollection is that was a play design, the Sproles TD to the left.
To the left. There was,
right? Busted off right from the start. And Wentz recognized it, didn't panic, stepped up, you know, kind of slid up and over. And then, you know, parallel to the line. I mean, it was just a thing of beauty. I mean, you know, it's funny. We could probably pick 15 different best plays he's had so far this year. That might be the winner. But I thought the play he had week two in a play that unfortunately didn't even count, when there was a holding penalty when he hit, I think it was Zach Ertz Brent Celek with a pass, and Wentz just took an unbelievable shot in the pocket. You know, there was the Jordan Matthews crosser week one early, you know, changing the play. And it's just been, because all these, you know, we can talk about all these parts and the line and the running backs and, you know, and the defense. But if you don't have that guy behind center, then you're lacking a lot. And they have that guy right now.
Joe, you're absolutely right. And we could talk about specific plays and plays that have been called properly, executed properly. Of course, Carson Wentz getting it done. You look at the full body of work of Carson Wentz. Every play that he has run has been executed the way it should be run.
Yeah.
We haven't had stupid plays. You know, I'm telling you, I look at all these quarterbacks and all the guys, and I say this with conviction. A lot of great quarterbacks in this league. You know, Brady will be coming back this week. But you watch Eli Manning. You watch Aaron Rodgers. You watch Drew Brees. Guys playing at a high level. There is no quarterback in the NFL playing the quarterback position better than Carson Wentz. I mean, he has been flawless. Yeah, are mistakes made? Sure, absolutely. But when I'm talking about flawless, sometimes things aren't the quarterback's fault. A misprotection, a bad route. He has done his job. In my opinion, he is the highest graded quarterback, and I know teams have him. Guys that I speak to around the league in their personnel departments have him graded as the best quarterback in the NFL through the three games he has played.
Let me ask you this, because we're pretty in our own head as, you know, Philadelphians and
really?
Right.
Oh, I thought we were talking about you, Joe.
And so we're very cognizant of what we think. And, yeah, we see the national stuff here and there, but you're much more immersed in it. I mean, your contacts, ESPN, the NFL, around the country. I mean, I'm assuming the feedback and the commentary and the, oh, my God, Wentz did it again. Like, it's, I mean, put in perspective kind of how strong that national buzz is for our guy here in Philly.
Extraordinary. Absolutely extraordinary. And the feelings that I have about how he's played are echoed by the people that I have great trust and confidence in around the National Football League. I'm talking front office people, coaches, my brethren in the broadcast business that covered Eagles games. You know, they're amazed at what they see by this young man. And you know I'm not. You know, I've been a Wentz fan from day one.
Yeah, not amazed because you expected it.
Not at this level.
Right.
I expect him to play well.
Yep.
Not this well, this early. I mean, this is this is very uncommon for a young quarterback. And by the way, Dak Prescott playing well down in Dallas. So this could be a tough darn division.
Right. Well,
for a long time.
And that could be fun. I mean, yeah. Obviously, I don't want to see Dallas do well, but if both teams are good at the same time, it'd be interesting. Gruden's got to love what he sees from Wentz, Joss.
Oh, he absolutely loves him.
Gruden's got to be saying, maybe I missed my chance to come back and coach that guy. Damn Doug Peterson.
Hey, everybody would love to come back. Because we all, you know, when John and I were in the booth together, I mean, you know, almost all of our conversations not on the air.
Right.
We're about a quarterback.
Yeah.
We're about a quarterback.
From my perspective, over this last 10 years or whatever it's been with him at ESPN and Monday Night and all that, I have personally viewed his quarterback camp segments, ESPN thing as, well, what a great way for John Gruden, the potential could-be head coach again someday, to just get to know the personalities, the guys.
You're saying, Joe?
so if he ever did want to come back, he would know them all.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, listen, Doug Peterson's in a great spot right now. And obviously, again, to Peterson's credit and Frank Reich and down the line with how they're coaching him up. But it's been stunning and remarkable.
Yeah. That he's played this well.
This well.
I expected him to play well later. Not this well.
You say change for the weather. He's creating the weather.
No. In fact, it's funny. That's a line I hear from everybody. That's when I came back from Fargo, North Dakota.
Right.
It's like going to Beijing somehow. You know? Like I'm in Fargo, North Dakota. And when he walked on that field with all the media that was there and his teammates that were there for the pro day and coaches that were there scouting him and fans in the stands and everything else, I'm telling you, and people thought I'm nuts, but maybe I am. When he walked on that field, there was an aura about him, and everything changed. And I came up with, you know, I do my ESPN hit right after his, you know, we go live, and I said, this guy can change the weather.
Right. People,
oh, yeah, there goes Jaws, you know, embellishing again, which I do occasionally.
Yeah.
I said, this guy can change the weather. And I think people are now seeing what I saw on my visit to Fargo. This guy, he's unique.
All right, so let me just say, because this to me, and this has not made sense to us the last 3 weeks, and I feel like it will not make sense to us for the next 15 years, but it's worth asking yet again. What in the hell were the Los Angeles Rams and the Cleveland Browns thinking?
Well, you know, they have scouting departments that evaluate their talent.
Misevaluate?
Well, they misevaluated. I did like Jared Goff. I loved Wentz. My concern about Jared Goff was, you know, he played in an air raid. He was never under center. He really never read coverage. So I kind of felt eventually he would be a decent quarterback. And I also love Paxton Lynch, the big quarterback that could rip throws. And I did like Dak Prescott. You know, that was kind of how I had the quarterbacks ranked. But if you're going to take the guy number one in the draft, which the Rams do, you better be totally committed to that guy. And they should have said, hey, Chris Wanky, our quarterback coach, and they have an offensive coordinator that came from college. You have one job to do. Get this guy ready. From day one of the draft, Jeff Fisher said, hey, by the way, they're 3-1, so he could probably tell me I'm crazy.
That's
yeah.
True, yeah.
But I think it was a mistake not getting him on the field earlier or as soon as possible. The fact that week one, Jared Goff was in street clothes, basically, did not have a uniform on, shows me that they made a bad decision in that regard.
And then the way that they rushed him week two, I really think because of the negative feedback they got, they said,
they got crushed in the media.
Right, is it right? I guess
oh,
we
so like in 3 days of practice, he went from not ready to put a uniform on to, oh, he's great. He had 3 good days of practice, you know. Sean Mannion, you sit down, and Jared Goff, you put the uniform on.
That's good.
All right, let's go to Larry out in Hatfield. Joe, we're talking way too much. Hey, Larry, what you got for us?
Hey, Joe, how you doing, Joe?
Larry, what's up, pal?
Honored to talk to you, man. Hey, Joe, I got two questions.
Sure.
I called Joe after the next day of that game, and I'm 64 years old, and I never saw – I've seen Pittsburgh get beat in games. I've never seen them get beat up in games like the Eagles beat them up offensively and defensively. Can you think of a time?
No, absolutely. The Steelers – the one thing, you know, the Steelers may lose games. They never get their butt whipped, and they did. And they knew it after that game. They got physically handled by a superior Eagles team on that particular Sunday a week ago.
You just don't do that to Pittsburgh. No. It just doesn't happen.
Well, you
second
know,
thing.
By the way, Larry, it was a bad week in Pittsburgh last week, as you know. Did you see the team that showed up on Sunday night against Kansas City? Mike Tomlin had those Steelers ready. That was
you
more of a representation of what we expect from the Steelers that we saw.
You said it in the show earlier. You said that the Eagles are executing, everybody is in position for every single play, that you don't see no miscommunications, you don't see no timeouts because the clock's running down. And that's, I got to give kudos to Peters and the whole damn coaching staff for having them that focused this early in the year.
Yeah, no, Larry, it's a great point. And Jaws, I think it also, and Larry, thanks for, I think it also goes, you know, one thing that stands out defensively that we see literally play after play all 3 weeks. Defensively, they're always in the right position. They just are. I mean, they're just where they're supposed to be. And then they make the, unlike players from the last, you know, 4 or 5 years of the Eagles, they're making the tackle. That Pittsburgh game, Roethlisberger completed a bunch of balls early underneath, completion for 4 yards and at 4.5 yards. Dude was tackled at 4.5 yards. He didn't get an extra half yard. He didn't get an extra inch. Just caught, tackled, end of play.
And one thing I mentioned earlier, they've only blitzed 11% of the time. That's the lowest percentage in the NFL right now. You know what that means? You now have 7 defenders back. So when a receiver catches the ball, a receiver, a tight end, a back, there are multiple players there to make the tackle. What happens when you start compromising your coverage with having to bring a 5th or 6th rusher, you're leaving gaping holes in the secondary. Oh, Antonio Brown will embarrass you if you give him room to run. They did not give him room to run. In the running game, the term that you hear every single day when you talk to defensive players and defensive coaches is about gap discipline. Win your gap. Don't worry about anyone else is doing. Right now, the front 7 of the Eagles are doing that very well. And then you add in McLeod and Jenkins as safeties, taking care of their running responsibilities. It's hard to run against this team. And in their launch points, where they're supposed to drop sets, where they're supposed to be, they are getting there in coverage.
It's awesome.
It's been pretty awesome.
No, it is. And obviously, we'll keep taking more calls, 610-632-0975. And Of course, with another week of football in the books last week after, I guess what you call it, Monday night's game. We've got another week of matchups coming up, and everybody can get in, Jaws, as you know.
Well, get in where?
MyBookie.net.
Oh, I set you up for that one.
MyBookie.net's the way to go for college football, pro football, whether it's the game tomorrow night or the weekend action Saturday in college, pro Sunday and Monday. MyBookie's the way to go this week, all through the entire football season. MyBookie.net, industry-leading website. Why make your picks anywhere else? Every week, thousands of new players online, and obviously so many win. Experts, rookies, you can do it and get in on the action at MyBookie. Don't wait. Join MyBookie. Get in on the action. Why go anywhere else online? Very easy. Open up an account. You know, you open up
Joe,
an account.
Wait, you can bet on football?
You can.
Really?
And you can do it. You can do it perfectly legally.
Wow.
And you can do it with the advantage of a promo code.
What a revelation.
And the promo code is Joe. Promo code Joe. Website.
Even I can remember that.
Yes. MyBookie.net. Promo code Joe. Sign up. Start winning today all season long. Back with more.
Oh, we got more. Ron Jaworski Show coming your way. Freddie Baxter's going to join us in just a moment. Oh, don't leave, folks. Stay tuned. We got more good football stuff coming your way.
97.5 The Fanatic, the voice of the Philly sports fan.
The Bird Scrapper of the Week is brought to you by Sergeant Scrap Mobile Scrap Metal Service. Coming out of the early bye week, the Birds sit atop the NFC East with a 3-0 record, heading into an NFC tilt with the Detroit Lions. Who will step up and make some scrappy plays for the Birds to help them remain undefeated and erase the memories of last year's game in Detroit? Find out next week. The Bird Scrapper of the Week is powered by Sergeant Scrap Mobile Scrap Metal Service. You've scrapped with the rest, now scrap with the best.
Need cash? Got scrap? Call the Sergeant at Sergeant Scrap Mobile Metal Service. With scrapyard locations in Pensauken and Haddon Township, you can go to them or call for their mobile scrap metal on-site pickup. They come to your location, weigh, and pay you top dollar for your scrap metal. Serving the entire East Coast, you can trust Sergeant Scrap with honest, dependable service. It's why they have earned a reputation for being the best in the scrap metal business. Schedule your mobile scrap pickup today by calling 855-4-SGT-SCRAP. Online at sgtscrap.com.
What's on your mind, kid? Make it fast.
I'd like to work here at Jimmy John's, world's greatest gourmet sandwich shop, sir.
Why do you want to work at Jimmy John's, kid?
I'm perfect for Jimmy John's.
Doing what?
Delivery.
Delivery?
Delivery.
We deliver pretty fast here at Jimmy John's.
That's what I heard.
What'd you hear?
You deliver pretty fast here at Jimmy John's.
Then you heard right.
I'm a fast study, sir.
You know the Jimmy John's slogan?
The Jimmy John's slogan.
Jimmy John's slogan is sub so fast you'll freak.
Sub so fast you'll freak is a swell slogan, sir.
When people call for a Jimmy John's sandwich, they want it fast.
Then I'm your man, sir.
How so?
Because I'm fast.
Fast at what?
Fast at everything.
Can you deliver fast?
I can deliver fast.
How fast?
I can run a 440 and 220.
Minutes?
No seconds.
That's fast. You deliver before?
I delivered newspapers before.
Were you fast?
Very fast.
How fast?
People got tomorrow's paper today.
That's fast.
So do I have the job?
Not so fast. How do I know you're not just some fast talker?
I can get your references.
When?
Now.
These are good references.
Thank you.
But at Jimmy John's, you gotta be more than fast.
More than fast.
You gotta be polite.
Fast and polite.
Fast and polite.
I can do fast and polite.
Okay, give me some time to think it over.
Okay.
Okay, I thought it over. When can you start?
Now.
Now's good. What's your name, kid?
Stefan Amalapadopoulos.
Too long. How about Ed?
That's fine.
Welcome aboard, Ed.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's. Freaky fast, freaky fresh.
Ron Jaworski here to invite you to come out and experience all we have to offer at my signature golf courses. We aim to create memorable experiences for everyone. From phenomenal river views to the natural beauty of the Pine Lands, you will appreciate the condition of all our golf courses. You will embrace the challenge. You will marvel at the views. You'll enjoy it when you're here. I love it. You'll love it too. Visit RonJaworskiGolf.com.
Hey, sports fans, football season's here, and it's time to get in on the action with MyBookie.net. MyBookie has real Vegas odds and incredible player props for all your favorite sporting events. Did the game already go off? Don't sweat it! MyBookie has in-game live action on all pro and college football games this season. There's no better time to join MyBookie than today. Go online and type in MyBookie to open an account and start playing with the big boys. MyBookie has proven to be the most exciting online experience for all sports fans. Pull out your smartphone and visit our user-friendly mobile site. Open your browser and type in MyBookie. What are you waiting for? Visit MyBookie today. Call 844-722-2387. That's 844-722-2387. Or visit MyBookie online today. MyBookie is the real deal. Only the biggest. Only the best. Only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. Play for fun only. Void where prohibited.
Guys, if you're planning on getting engaged, make sure your first stop is Family and Company Jewelers. Why? Because the moment you step in the door, you're treated like you're part of their family. They don't want to just sell you a ring. They want to be part of your story. And if they don't already have the ring in stock, their master jeweler will custom design one. Give her the ring she'll be proud to show off to her family and friends. Family & Company Jewelers is the Delaware Valley's largest no-commission, no-pressure diamond destination. Visit them in Marlton on Route 70 or at familyjewelers.com.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Guys, now's the time to stock up on your favorite pairs of Levi's jeans to look great this fall. Hurry into JCPenney to find Levi's at their lowest prices of the season, like Guy's 514 straight fit jeans for just $34.99. Or come in for JCPenney's Super Saturday sale and get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items throughout the store. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Valid 10-6 to 10-10. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to the time period from 9-6 to 10-24. Offers and coupons do not apply.
Hey, listen up and pay attention. What I'm going to tell you now is going to change football forever. My name's Jimmy. I'm over here at Zipa. Some of you might have heard of me, and some of you may not have heard of me. The ones who heard of me, you know what's coming. And the ones who never heard of me before, here it comes. Now, I've been talking about Zipa for years and years. What's a Zipa? Well, first off, it's Z-Y-P-P-A-H. Now, Zipa is an anti-snoring device. The only anti-snoring device that really works. So what you need to do is you need to get a Zipa, stop snoring, and get back in the game. Go to Zipa.com, get a Zipa, and stop that horrible snoring. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, Zipa.com. Put the Zipa in, and it stops your snoring. It's up to you. You want to get back in the game or not? And I'm not just talking about football here, folks. I'm talking about the bedroom. Go to Zipa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com.
Xfinity X1 will change the way you experience TV. Track live scores right on your TV and easily switch between games with the sports app.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Ron Jaworski Show. Obviously coming to you live from Riley's Pub at the Ballybrook Country Club. Ron Jaworski, Joe DeCamera. Oh, good crowd. It's nice to win, isn't it, Joe?
Yeah. Good people crowd. This is a great crowd.
Great crowd. Nope, they're not a seat available.
There's literally not.
No. Dick Prince has an extra seat over there.
Okay.
And it's the only seat available.
We'll get a soulmate over there.
Yeah, soulmates. Freddie, we get people in trouble when they come here, you know.
Oh, man, I see.
And the great Freddie Baxter joining us as well. Freddie Baxter, former tight end for the New York Jets, New England Patriots, now lives in our community. Good to have you with us, Fred.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Right. Fred, how you been, man?
Blessed. Very fortunate.
Good. We'll fix that microphone in a second. Let me also say the 6 o'clock hour is always brought to us by CarSense, where their certified used cars look like new. They're also guaranteed even better. They've got a lifetime engine guarantee. You can find out more at CarSense.com. And, Joe, it's a great event coming up, and I know you've been there before because you've been inducted before. And the Philadelphia Soul, as you know, will be honored coming up Thursday, November 3rd, in the midst of others being honored as well.
That's correct.
The class of 13 of the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame, they do a tremendous job every year. And this year, yes, the Philadelphia Soul, Villanova's team, it's usually a throwback event, obviously. It's a Hall of Fame. But for championships, they make exceptions and quick to right to the honor. So congrats to you, of course, and the Soul again at Villanova for the championship. And tickets are available for this event, which will also involve the induction in the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame. And both are confirmed to be there, Charlie Manuel and Brian Dawkins.
Very cool.
So,
In other words, it'll be a packed house.
Yes, it will. And so make sure you're in that house, which has a limited number of seats available. Tickets are currently available on the website, but I'm not sure how many are left. Get in quickly, phillyhall.org. Again, phillyhall.org. That's the website. Doc, Charlie Manuel, a ton of other honorees. The Soul, Villanova, Thursday, November 3rd. Cocktail hour, the whole thing. Great stuff. Speeches.
Wow.
Be there.
November 3rd.
Yes.
I'm writing that down right now. That's going to be a very special evening. And speaking of a special evening in a packed house, next Wednesday, the Ron Jaworski Show with Joe DiCamera will be emanating from 7 Tap Tavern at the Downingtown Country Club with our very special guest, Dick Vermeil. That's always a very special time when the coach joins us.
Now, if you can just tell us what the word emanating means, because Fred, I don't know about you, but I have no freaking clue what emanating means.
Well, we'll turn it over to Fred.
I don't have no clue.
Wow, wait, coach, I'll tell you,
emanating.
What's going on here? Coming from.
Okay.
you got me there,
well,
Joe.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not. It's
you
to
don't
your
have
credit.
To say Youngstown State.
You're like Bart Giamatti with your vocabulary. Bart Giamatti used to have the best vocabulary I ever heard, and now Jaws, you know, sensational emanating.
Well, sensational is easy. Speaking of sensational, Freddie Baxter, how sensational has his Eagles team been through 3 games?
Oh man, I love what the coach is putting out for us, the game plan with Wentz. Is a very not very complicated, but you know, but you're talking about a young man coming from winning. He's a champion, and he know what it feels like. And you have a great coaching staff around him with Frank Reich. I mean, he's getting some good lessons, and he's getting some good tutoring, and he's understanding the game plan. And he has a core of people around him, teammates, that's doing their jobs, and it look good right now.
You know, when you were up in New England, you had Bill Belichick up there as one of your coaches.
Yes.
Correct? Bill's up there. So how did he handle quarterbacks? Was he in the meeting room? Was he involved, or did he just kind of like stand back? What was the role of Bill Belichick with the Patriots quarterbacks?
No, he was in the meeting room, and you know, he knew exactly how he wanted his team and what his team would look like and sound like, and he had his fingerprints on that, and he was there in the meeting room involved. And you know, we as a team, we knew our role and what that was, and we just went out and as a group collectively worked together and made it work.
You know, when you see a young quarterback like Carson Wentz win the locker room, and I always think that's the most important thing for a young quarterback to do, is win the locker room. And he has obviously done that in very short order. You know, one preseason game, missed 3 preseason games, all of a sudden he's anointed the starter, and the team just responds to him. Are you surprised that they've welcomed him in a veteran locker room as quick as they have?
From me looking at, you know, at the interviews and his appearances that has been, you know, televised, he looked very, a guy that you can work with. You know, he looked a very humble guy. And, you know, coming from the college that he played at North Dakota State, I mean, it's the pedigree, you know, it's his upbringing, and it's contagious. And you want to play for a guy regardless of how many years and what his status in the league. You want to give him a shot, and he's earned that in the locker room. When a person earned that, you respect that. And now we put all that aside. There's no more rookie. We go out and just play.
Yep.
Let's get our job done.
You know, we're probably going to dispel that myth, Joe, about the Division II quarterbacks level of competition.
And you take that personal.
I take that very personal.
Yeah,
yes, I do. I think it's going to be put to bed. You know, Joe Flacco's drafted. Oh, he went to Delaware. He can't play. You know, and all of a sudden, you know, same stuff about Carson Wentz. Oh, North Dakota State didn't play against anybody. If you have talent, I don't care where you play, you can play. And he's proven that.
He played a national championship game. I mean, he won it.
So, they won 5 straight national championships at North Dakota State.
I was speaking earlier. You know, you having now a lot of talent. It's not, we're not going to the big Division I schools. We're spreading out where we're going and play and displaying our talents early. And someone recognizing that and then giving them a chance like Wentz. And then, you know, this is what you have. You have a Division I. You have a Division I quarterback played at a Division I AA school. There's no difference when you're talking about the platform and the stage. Either you got it or you don't.
Well, when I look at tape of these collegiate quarterbacks in preparation for the draft, I'll watch Ohio State and their high school style offense. I'll watch Alabama, their high school style offense. They have unbelievable players.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not scheming anybody. They just have unbelievable talent. I look at them and said, I mean, these are pedestrian offense.
Do they keep it simple for a reason?
Yeah, because they can just line up and kick people's butt.
Plug and play with talent.
And that's why, you know, I mean, teams like that probably only play, you know, two competitive games
right.
a year.
Yeah.
I mean, they check the box for nine wins, and there's going to be two games they have to win that'll determine if they're the national champion or not. And you know, so when you project guys to the NFL, like I did Carson Wentz, you saw the offense he played in out of North Dakota State, what he did at the line of scrimmage, what his coach, Randy Hedberg, his quarterback coach, who was a quarterback in the NFL with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, has coached him to do.
Yes.
He was pro-ready.
Yes.
He directed the offense at the line of scrimmage. He wasn't a puppet that got the play, looked at the sideline, and threw the ball to one guy. He read a coverage. He read a defense. So this is what you have to look for rather than what level of college ball he played at. What are the attributes he had to play with?
Yes. Yes. And compound that you have talent in certain positions to help him.
Yeah, you guys are helping him right
now. You don't have to do it all by yourself.
Yeah.
You know, we can do this collectively, and we can come out and have fun, get the job done, get off the field, and everyone is happy. You know, once we pull in the same direction.
At their core right now, I mean, Wentz is certainly their core, but at their core from a team standpoint, I do think that they are a defensive and special teams type team these days. I don't think they're yet defined by what you'd say is a great offense. I don't think. I mean, let's see.
They just put 34 points on the Steelers.
But wouldn't you agree
that? I just want to remind you.
I get you.
Right.
But wouldn't you agree that the defense is better than the offense right now?
At this point, I would.
Right. So you're saying I was right? Okay.
No, probably.
You know, but I mean, but the
you really clung to that. See what I got to deal with every week.
Well, he was gone last week, so I have to double up on my jabs.
I was going
to
call in from Beijing. You know. Niao?
the Fanatic probably won't accept a long-distance call. Yeah. China, budget doesn't permit a China call.
They have to cut your pay, Joe. Because I work for free. I just have so much fun.
All right, let's get to a call here.
Yeah, let's go to Juan out in Phoenixville. Hello, Juan. Welcome to the Ron Jaworski Show. Joe DeCamera, Freddie Baxter.
Hey, what's up, guys? Great talking to you. Love the show. Listen to you guys all the time. You're welcome. Just a couple of things I wanted to say was, one is I just wanted to dispel the misconception about Eagles fans. I'm originally not from Philly. I live here now. I've been living here going on 3 years. And I wear my Cubs hat around town, and I never get any, you know, bad remarks or anything thrown my way. I get, you know, a lot of respect from a lot of Philly fans out there. So, and I've been to Philly baseball games also. And
Cubs have been harmless though for about 110 years.
Yeah,
that's part of the reason.
Well, anyways, guys, I like the Eagles. You know, my in-laws are bringing me in slowly but surely into, you know, becoming more, you know, having an affinity for the Eagles. And I was just wondering, how healthy is Zach Ertz, and how involved do you guys see him in the game plan this weekend?
Well, if Ertz is healthy, and he will be healthy this week, he's always a big part of the game plan. And I think you'll see more spread formations. I think as I look at Detroit defense, slot receivers, a Jordan Matthews, a Zach Ertz, should have a big game against this Detroit secondary.
And this will be the first, you know, assuming Ertz plays, as a total assumption he will, looks extremely likely he will, this will be the first game they'll be able to dress three tight ends. So it'll be the first time they're able to obviously have a three tight end formation.
Absolutely.
Which we certainly knew. I mean, right from, what was it, the second or third play or second and third play of the preseason was going to be part of their thing. They had to go away from it because of the injuries, but you know, it'll be in there now.
And Burton has shown that he's capable, you know, third tight end.
He's done nice.
Can give you a lot of different formation looks. Honda is proud to present the Ron Jaworski Show, and I am so excited to welcome back Burns Honda. I've been working with these folks for about 6 years now, and they are awesome. From service to sales, they can't be beat. Oh, my good buddy, my golfing partner, Jim McCormick, over at the dealership located on Route 73 in Marlton, is ready to take great care of you like he's taken care of me. If you're in the market for a new or used car, you have to go to Burns Honda. They have the 2016 North American Car of the Year, the Honda Civic. Burns also has 30 Time Car and Driver, 10 Best Winner. the Honda Accord, as well as the CR-V, a Kelley Blue Book Best Buy. Looking for a used car? They have a huge selection, including Burns Honda certified used car with a real 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And unlike other dealers, Burns' warranty starts from the date of purchase and the actual miles on the odometer. And it covers virtually every make and model. So for your next newer used car, go to over Burns Honda. See Jim McCormick, Marlton, or shop at burnshonda.com today.
And Jaws and everybody, Family and Company Jewelers, the Delaware Valley's largest diamond destination. And back with us here on the show on the Fanatic. If you're looking to get engaged, don't make the mistake of buying the wrong ring.
Joe.
No, you don't. You don't. Get to Family Jewelers in Marlton, New Jersey. Get her, Jaws, a Viraggio ring.
Ooh,
yes.
That sounds expensive.
Yes. Well, no. Well, not at Family and Company Jewelers. It's not. It's high class at the right cost. We all know that when you're ring shopping, cost, incredibly, ironically, is the next sentence on my read here.
I think Freddie's going there right after the show.
Cost is always a factor, but with a special promotion going on right now just for listeners of the Fanatic, you can get $500 off the center diamond of any Viraggio engagement ring setting. Huge discount. Again, $500 off. Visit 975thefanatic.com. Enter the keyword ring. Print out the voucher, save $500 instantly upon the purchase. They have the largest selection of Viraggio rings around, so you have plenty to choose from. Mention the Fanatic, again, because, well, first off, they do a great job, and they want to hear that it's from the Fanatic. Angelo and the staff are over there. They'll take great care of you. Go to 975thefanatic.com. Enter the keyword ring to save $500 off the ring of her dreams. Check out some of the samples online at familyjewelers.com or visit their showroom in Marlton, New Jersey. You won't be disappointed. Get the right ring. Jaws, get the right ring.
The key word is ring, not Joe. Usually it's Joe is the key word.
The right ring at Family and Company Jewelers in Marlton.
All right, yeah, head on over to Family Jewelers. They are great people, and Joe always does a great job of promoting that.
Well, I try.
Hey, Joe, awesome. Freddie Baxter, thank you much for joining us here in the Ron Jaworski
Show. Great having you.
Thanks for a great crowd here at Riley's Pub. Next week, 6 o'clock Wednesday, we'll be coming to you live from the Downingtown Country Club with our very special guest, yes, the main man himself, Dick Vermeil. Good night, everyone. Have a great day. Thank you.